Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Is brought to you in living color on NBC.
He was once a little green dab of clay, Gumby, but you should see what Gumby can do today. Gumby, he can walk into any book with his pony pal Pokey too, and he'll find fun where there's none if you'd like him to. And if he likes, he can change into something new. Gumby, he makes toys do things they could never do. What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you. Can change into something new. That's Gumby. He makes toys do the things they could never, ever do. Yes, being green can be really keen, especially when you are blue. So if you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you. Got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby.
I can't believe this. I've loaded the possum theme twice. And it's still not there, you son of a bitch. All right, plan B.
Let us pause to observe a group here seen admiring Dombaldi's nascent nymph.
Oh, Gumby, such beauty, such joy. I found a new world.
Gumby.
Right. Man, there are fucking gremlins out today trying to fuck with my show. What up with that, man? I loaded that the possum theme twice. It disappeared. I tried to upload a blow up 5 times. Every time it said something fucking mess. Well, anyway, and now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour Theme.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat the spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
He's Popeye the Sailor Man. He's Popeye the Sailor Man. He's strong to the finish, the finish, the finish. He's Popeye the Sailor Man.
I'm one tough gazookas that hates all palookas that ain't on the up and square. Biffsum and Bopsum and always out rocksum and none of them get nowhere.
If anyone dares to do it, it's this, it's Bopsum, it's Swam, understand.
So keep good behavior, that's your one lifesaver with Popeye the Sailor Man.
He's Popeye the Sailor Man.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. You're listening to the Grenache Network. Well, I hope you all had a great weekend and not a daddy. Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest of great shit. what? Oh, yeah, I forgot the Dingus Corporation again. So, once again, we're closed captioning provided by Grandpa's Enoch, Grandpa Enoch's Jim Crack Lube, and Madame Curie's Irradiated Bonbons. And we thank them for their patronage. Should have been something about Gumby. There he is. He's shy. He wanted to make an entrance. All right. Well, blah, 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 blah. 10 o'clock, Mondays and Fridays, basically, we do this puppet show. For what reason? I do not know. Oh, yeah, there's a pandemic, and I have absolutely nothing else to do. So, phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
My turn.
My toy.
This new Popeye video game has the boys fighting worse than ever. Oh, Popeye.
It's my game.
It's got 3 screens just like the arcade. Watch out!
Yikes!
Uh-oh. Fight like a man.
Where's me spinach? Yow!
Not your choke, you wimp.
I ain't wimpy.
I'm much better looking.
New Popeye video game available for most popular home video and computer systems.
They got a fucking caller.
Hello. Well, it's just after 8 o'clock and time for the penguin on top of your television set to explode.
How did he know that was going to happen?
It was an inspired guess. And now...
Number 23, the shin. Number 24, Reginald Maudling's shin. Number 25, the nipple.
Well, sometimes I'll see something kind of kooky and wonder why it's affecting me spooky. Silent or strange or I don't understand it. Weird or weird like it's from some planet. Reminding me of something that I've already known. Aha, this is kind of like a Gumby episode. One day as I went walking by the eerie cyclotron, I saw the workers working with their uniforms on. Oh, so silent, stand. like the statues, not one sound. They truck like a Tonka toy there in the road.
Wow.
Just like something from a Gumby episode. And I like Gumby.
He likes Gumby.
Yeah. I like Gumby episodes. I still remember the spooky parts. Lights are blinking, looking kind of strange, like an evil dude a winking. Boy, they are strange, I think. Boy, this is weird the way they blink. Reminding me of something that I've already known. I know, it's like a railroad crossing in a Gumby episode. And I like Gumby.
He likes Gumby.
Yeah, I like Gumby episodes. And I still remember the spooky parts.
He still remembers
why. All right, let's go!
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor RJ and his Gumby.
Yeah.
Is everybody happy?
Kids and sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Oh, there you go.
Be at the end of every one of those songs. I like that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful
Hey,
thing. Hold on.
Would you like to buy a monkey?
Hold on, Ted. Hold on, Ted. All righty.
How's Ted doing today?
There you go, Chooch. He came to life when he knew the show was coming around.
There you go. He knows.
He's kind of moping. He left the TV on. Hold on. He was watching Silverado again. You know, him and the Westerns.
Good movie.
Yeah, it was. A fun romp, was it not?
Yep.
Good cast. Enjoyed that.
John Cleese.
I saw the John Cleese bit.
Yep.
Earlier. What's all this then? I'm watching that. I don't know if I was in a theater or not or home, but I bust out laughing. Everybody's like, what the fuck are you laughing at? Like, it's the policeman thing, man. Sometimes it's lonely being a nerd, man.
One of my favorite movies by that director, Lawrence Kazan, or whatever his name is. A lot of people don't like it. Yeah, Grand Canyon. A lot of people don't like that movie. I think it's brilliant.
Remember that one. Kind of vaguely familiar.
A lot of people don't like this guy. I think it's like Steve Martin was playing a serious role in it or something. Like, you know, people don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's like
a
movie with excellent.
I have a vague recollection.
Yeah.
I'll hit the play button if it comes by on the thing.
Of course, the big chill.
Oh, man.
The big chill is his best.
Right. Big chill is what is his big.
Yeah. Grand Canyon. Great movie.
Okay, Ted. Here go, honey. What? So anyway, are you there? Oh, you're there.
Yeah.
But I want to. Oh, happy birthday, obviously. How was your birthday?
Thank you. And thank you, possums. It was all right. Not bad. Didn't do anything. Sat in. Snowed in the morning. It was done by about 1 o'clock. Now everything's melting.
Yeah, we missed the last snow dump here. That was nice.
Yeah, good. We got it, but it was came and went.
Yeah. I watched a movie. I've watched it, I don't know, a million times already. Some Like It Hot, you know.
Yeah.
Classic comedy.
Oh, yeah.
It is on YouTube for free. Yeah, what the fuck? And really, the YouTube movies with commercials, they don't really have a lot of commercials in them. So, you know, it's not a bad deal.
It's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been watching that Woody Allen thing, man. That's 2.5 hours or something like that, but it's great. Very informative. That's why I posted it before that HBO. You hear about the HBO special, right?
Oh, yeah. Propaganda.
Well, I got a 3.1 in the ratings. It was trash.
Good. But anyway, I wanted to point out that I really fucked up when we had Grace Lee Whitney on Trek After Dark, because she was all over that movie. She just was so young, I didn't recognize her.
What, Some Like It Hot?
Yes. She was in the fucking
bunk
with Marilyn and Jack Lemmon, man, having cocktails.
I
swear to God,
that.
Man.
I didn't know that was her.
Yeah, and she had the thing, like the reason why she had some legs. I want to tell you, she had some gorgeous gams. And once I recognized her, I was like, holy shit, there she is again. She was all over the train scene, man.
And that's your favorite director. You could have talked to
my
her
favorite
about.
Director. And so I was, you know, one step away from, and you know what? She's passed away, unfortunately. I still have her home phone number written down, like where I wrote it down. I couldn't part with it. I was like, I got Grace Lee Whitney's phone number, man. You know. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Grace? Huh? Commodore? What's up? What's happening? I'm always smart enough not to bother the celebrities too much. Let William Wyndham alone after a while. A couple times I called him up. Like, hey, man, you're on TV. I got the idea. Put a cap on that. Anyhow, I only called Grace back once after the show, and we had a three-way with the fleet admiral.
Woo-woo! Oh, there you go. Damn.
So, yes, I had a three-way with Admiral Janeway and Newman Rand. Yeah, she was in the upper berth scene oh, my God, she's all over it. And her leg is in the foreground.
I remember that scene.
God,
I didn't know it was her.
She's the babe on the left. Oh, my
Good
God.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Gotta see that again.
Yeah.
Hey, she never got the fuzzy end of a lollipop.
Yeah. She did get the fuzzy end. That was weird, man, because, like, I read her biography. I guess she changed it, but in the one I read, she left the show because of a sexual battery thing.
Okay.
And then I asked her why she left the show on the thing, and she goes, oh, you know, time to move on.
She doesn't want to open up that can of worms again.
No. Yeah. And since I'm a gentleman, I
can let it ride.
Claudia Christian. Claudia just, she adored me.
I just binge watched Freaks and Geeks, man. She was a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Bloody Christian. Oh man.
Not as sweet as Grace Lee Whitney. What a sweetie. Sweet. She was totally sweet, like a. She was the good end of a lollipop, man. Anyways, I had all kind of problems with the blow up thing here today. I don't know what the fuck is going on there with that. But I finally got
Gremlins.
Yeah. Where's the drink? Where's the way back machine? Here we go. Time to blow up Michael Bolton again. For no reason.
Oh, okay.
Say, did you ever see how they launch a ship?
No, how?
That's how. What's the matter with you?
I'm seasick.
What are you squawking about? I'm the guy that got it.
I could hardly believe it. Oh. When I heard the news today. Said you were leaving. Someone swept your heart away.
Eureka! You don't smell so good either.
Pull the string.
Hey, Chef. Hey, Larry.
What's the matter?
See if he can quiet that kid. He's driving me nuts.
Gremlins, man. I tell you, it's Gremlins. Excellent. All right. Here we go. We have a caller here on the drive time. What is this, GT Trend Strokes Man on the Internet?
Yes, it is.
GTO.
Welcome, sir. Right.
Thank you. And guess what I just turned on?
I don't know.
Something Like It Hot. You're talking about that movie? I just found it on free on movies.
Nice. There you go, man. Check her out, man. Sleeping birth scene.
Why didn't I see her name in the credits?
I don't know. Her name is not in the credits. I don't know why. And she actually does have a couple of lines too.
Maybe she didn't have a big enough part to be listed.
Well, I think nowadays she would have to be. If you have a speaking part, they make them put it in the credits. But back then, yeah, it's probably like, well.
Yeah, that's why the credits are so fucking long now in these movies.
Oh, I know. I love the old credits, you know. They repeat the cast, that's it, get out of here. Let's go
home. I had a family friend that was in the Untouchable movie, or the TV show.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
The Untouchable? Yeah, she had a bit part in the show.
Nice.
Good show.
Well, I don't remember seeing it, but it wasn't in the black and white. It was the, from the 80s.
So, you do know it is a special night tonight, right?
Yeah, it's Gumby's birthday.
Hey. There we go.
And many more, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful. Now
it's not a dry eye in my pants.
I'm crying over here.
All right, there they are, the Possum Lounge. You ready, Ted?
All right, Ted.
Oh, he's ready. Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet out.
You got that right, Jack. He's in fine voice tonight, gang. Apple Cheeks. Thanks for coming, Alice. Right, Ted? He agrees. And there's...
Okay.
Dr. Cake.
All right, Ted. Cake.
Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr.
Fire.
Cake. Right, Ted? Right, Ted.
Dr. Cake. Nice healthy barks.
And there's our old pal, back from the side of his grave, man. He was on death's door there, but fortunately the door wouldn't open. It's Ford Prefect.
Oh, Ford. Ford Prefect.
Yeah, nobody was home. I don't know where Ope is, man. Ope's among the missing. Somebody put out the Ope signal. Missing Ope, man. We missed him Friday.
Friday either, yeah.
Maybe his old lady found out he was listening to Possum Hour and, like, you know.
None of that.
Cut. Put the kill down, man. I'm just kidding. But there, speaking of Ford Prefect, there's Francie. Francie, Ted.
Francie. Hello,
from the Francie and Friends, Ted. Yeah. What'd you say about Ford? Oh, well, yeah, of course. I know. Everybody knows. All right. Sheesh. Hey. Okay. And finally. Finally, Ted. The Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Very good, Ted.
Ready? Professor RJ, happy birthday, Gumby. There you go, Teddy.
Every
have a sweet.
Good boy, Ted.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Do I have
a cheap treat.
Oh, damn it. All right. I don't have a cue now. I used my other cue because my other cue disappeared. Damn it. Hold on a second. All right.
Okay, discombobulate it.
I uploaded that file twice, and not a third time. It's just processing and processing and processing and processing. So we're just going to punt. So, ladies and gentlemen, there they are in a punt.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Tell you about Humphrey the camel ambling across the sands. All the nomads giving him a great big hand. He's a big ugly mammal and he's very, very hairy. All the sheiks know he's a swinging dromedary. Oh yeah. Talking about Humphrey the camel in the middle of the night.
Dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Big, massive dumps.
Well, we had we did promise the camel song.
Didn't Ford give us another camel song, though?
Yeah, we were going to, we were almost did a whole camel show. Well, if I had
to
refresh my page.
Camel cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'd have refreshed my thing, I'd have found the cue that I wanted. I don't even know what it is anymore. Oh, it's not even worth doing, no. It doesn't.
Nah.
It's a group called the Gumbies, and they do a cover of Surf City.
Oh. Okay. Group called the Gumbies.
The Gumbies, yeah. They're kind of a funky surf type band. The Flintstones. We had to have done a Flintstones show. Ed's still lobbying, man.
She's still enjoying the cheap treats?
Oh, my God, yeah.
She's back.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all he wants, man. I had to go. I went over to the dollar store and bought a whole handful of them, man. I guess they're stinky. Like some. Here we go, man. I'm running out of them. That dog. Well, these ain't gonna break the bank, at least.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have many other Gumby surprises coming up in the show.
There you go.
Yeah, I think the Queen of England's going to be tuning in at about 10:45 our time. So
we all got to stand.
She likes to catch the three. She likes to catch the 3 minutes. Her Majesty. So
maybe Tina Fey might call in today.
Tina Fey could call in. You never know.
Yeah.
That would have been a good idea. We should have had Tina Fey call in. Yeah. I don't remember what.
Maybe I could have got that guy Mike to get her to call in.
Oh, they blew up. They blew up the Penguin.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay, there, GT.
What's up, GT?
Right.
What's up?
I just wondered.
Fell asleep.
I didn't fall asleep.
I know. I'm teasing.
I'm checking out the chicks on this movie.
Yeah, yeah. When they're up in the upper berth. Ba 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 boom. Yeah. All right.
Damn good movie.
Here we go. It's a classic. All right, for no reason at all.
When you're working at Jamaican town, you'll want some bacon and H.P. Brown. There's only one place that makes them both. It be a sandwich shop that sells the most. Sandwich. Ooh, ooh. I want a sandwich. Ooh, ooh. Sandwich. Ooh, ooh. Sandwich. Sandwich. Ooh, ooh. I want a sandwich. Ooh, ooh. Sandwich.
Bacon sandwich.
How are you?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. All right.
Holy smokes. All right, what do we do next?
We kill a little bit of more time than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Time for it that kills us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what do you got for us?
Ted's the one. Ted still wants to bark. Here you go, babe.
Oh yeah. Oh, see that?
Cheap treat.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
All right. I can dredge up another quickie here. I've got the power.
Okay. Good. We're all about
religious. I got two religious ones. Is it. Quickie.
Bubbles in my beer. But come in, Tom, and give us a lowdown on it.
Tonight in a bar alone I'm sitting.
Yes.
Apart from the laughter and the cheer.
That's not good.
While scenes from the past rise before me.
Yeah.
Just watching the bubbles in my beer. A vision of someone who love me brings a long, silent tear to my eyes. Oh, I know that my life's been a failure, just watching the bubbles in my beer.
Yeah.
And tears, and I'm seeing the past that I've wasted while watching the bubbles in my beer. As I think of the heart that I've broken and of the golden chances that have passed me by,
I'm afraid that's what you're coming to.
And the dreams that I made now are empty. As empty as the bubbles in my beer.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
That was a bit of a downer, that song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that, man. But you quit drinking. But the good part, you quit drinking.
There you go. Okay. It told you.
In the plus column. You ain't got no beer to look at the bubbles.
That's right. That's right. So life is
me over
up.
Here. I got bubbles. You don't want to know
Canadian
about the bubbles.
Bubbles.
Oh, you mind God in Himmel. Did you know that? I don't know. Stupid politics shit. But I was watching this thing on that Tucker Carlson guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Right. Step back. Step back, my Canadian brethren. You know, he called Canadians. He said,
what?
Those are our retarded cousins.
This clown actually said that on the air?
He's fucking said it. I heard the words come out of his fucking mouth.
Now, what was his reasoning for this? What was his storyline?
Jackass. Just to be a fucking jackass. Because he just likes to stir shit and be a jackass. Tucker Carlson said it, Apple Cheeks.
And he has people, he has followers. People actually
look
like
up,
it.
There's a great clip. I saw today there's a clip that the Daily Show put out on him. And they do it's a really long one, too, and they do a really good history of his bullshit existence, man.
Okay.
He's just one of those people that needs to fucking disappear, man. What a piece of shit. Piece of shit Hall of Fame. I don't know,
he's part of that
awful
Republican noise machine. That's what it is.
You got that right, Jacques.
Uh-huh.
So new. But I forgot he was on MSNBC. See, I remember him on CNN. That was hilarious. He was on that stupid Crossfire show, and John Stewart went on there and rang him up. Oh my God, that's very uncomfortable to watch. Because he wasn't kidding.
Is that the show where he was invited on? He said, "I'm not your monkey." John Stewart.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think monkey was part of it.
Yeah,
and,
they brought him on the show to try to be, because they thought he would be funny, but he's being real political.
That's in there, Apple Cheek. This is in there. He goes, Tucker. He goes, "How old are you?" He goes, "I'm 35." He goes, "You're still wearing a bow tie." I just get this look on his face. And I remember that moment, man. And you've never seen that creep in a bow tie since. He got rung up. Ching! Great. Very comfortable.
It's a jackass.
Yeah, it is. It's a funny one, Apple Cheek. This guy's a shitball. Anyways. And he influences millions and millions of people. Every night.
The brainwashing of my dad. If you come across that documentary, please watch it.
Highest rated, show on the cable news there every night.
Yeah.
They're just lining up to drink this drivel. Anyway, we've wasted just enough time, so it's time for
the, only 3 minutes.
Wait a minute. Am I right? Hold on. I'm getting a.
You all right?
Getting a. Yeah, something from the control room. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the Queen is tuned in. Thank God the 3 minutes uploaded correctly.
That's what
how you doing,
all
Queenie?
Saying.
Say hi to the Germans.
Was that the Queenie that cut the cheese?
That was Her Majesty's flatulence, yes.
Okay, all right.
A little bit of the royal sausage for Din Din and...
It happens. It happens. Nothing to be ashamed about, Queenie.
This has to be our greatest episode ever. I don't know. Take a poll.
Sadly, it probably is.
Indeed, sir. Indeed. Well, with that in mind... Time once again for 3 minutes you'll never get back. Tonight is a gold-plated pearl bangle Billy. And we're going to call it Cigar Shop Indian. Cigar Shop Indian.
No. Okay.
3 minutes you'll never get back.
I'm a cigar shop Indian, and I'm going in for a kill again. Though I never know quite just where to start or where to stop. I got a quiver full of tainted arrows, but don't you fucking touch my hair, bro. 'Cause if you do, I'll turn you on your car into my heart, into my heart, into my heart, into my heart. I'm a cigar shop Indian.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Wow, man.
Yes.
Give one of these
McDonald's French fries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Ted had
that
his.
That was a pretty good jam.
It's kind of weird, man.
Yeah.
It was just bad enough to be 3 minutes.
There's an actual band they call themselves the Cigar Store Indians.
You want to go to bed or what, Ted? Ted had his outside period. You want to go and lay down? I think so. All right. Shoot, man. Real quick. All right. Quickie. And then we'll get back to the news.
All right. Catch you,
babe. And let's see. Hold on, Ted. All right. Here it is.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know. I guess it's true. 'Cause you got me and baby, I got you. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's always spent. Well, I don't know. We ain't got no plot. Still, I'm sure of all the love we got.
Shoot. Okay, there I am. I hit the unmute and it sat there going spinny.
Right.
Spinny. Yeah.
Just fucking
alrighty.
Spinny.
Here we go. Yeah, we did the roll call. Yeah, I got you, babe. I got you, babe was going to be the theme song like every show. I did that for like 3 or 4 shows and I got sick of it. A mildly amusing joke about what you call Groundhog Day. I'm
there you
that.
Go.
Damn shit.
I remember.
Every... Okay. And
you
got to
figure,
you know.
Is Ted in a Groundhog Day, you think? He does the same old thing every day, don't he?
He's pretty
this
habitual.
Guy's head nuts? Yeah. I was just wondering about that.
Oh, Ted barked his head out over your name, Apple Cheeks. Be assured.
Oh, yeah. Ted loves you, Apple Cheeks.
Absolutely. All right. Here's one from the headlines. Bomb squad found a suspicious package.
Uh-oh.
This is in, funny enough, New Miami, Ohio. I know where that is. An Ohio bomb squad called to investigate a suspicious package outside a church. Dear Lord. Ended up discovering the contents were more adorable than dangerous. A cat and her 6 newborn kittens. Oh, it's the feel-good story of the century.
Yeah, but what was it, sealed up? The box was sealed up with kittens in it?
It was a large gym bag. And, I don't know if it must have been...
Yeah.
Maybe they...
A gym bag zipped up?
For now. Feel good story to century.
Right. Yeah, it could have went, went a different way. They could have drowned it thinking it was a bomb.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Unfortunately, they dumped it in water first because it got the burn sticking. One thing led to another. And
or sent one of those robots in there to smash it up.
Yeah. Sad. It went from the feel-good story of the year to the feel-bad story of the century.
I could have went either way.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, this is the guy, the bodybuilder. Remember the bodybuilder that had the blow-up wife?
Oh, yeah.
Sprung a leak. Had to send her away to get
repaired.
Yeah. So he's been experimenting. He's a whole raw chicken. He's had, you know, he's tried a whole raw chicken to have, I guess sex, you'd call it.
Well, you gotta, boil it. Yeah, you gotta boil it first. Make it nice and hot. Wet.
And leave the giblets. Always leave the giblets. That's the best part. But remove the neck. Take the neck out, but leave the giblets. All right. Well, anyway. Why is he making the fucking news? Who gives a shit about this fucking freako? But I don't know. I guess he's putting it out there on the internet, and the internet's buying it.
Gobbling
I'm passing
it, up.
It along to you, the lucky listener. Sheesh. Yeah, that's not funny. What else do we got? Oh, here we go. Guinness Book. This is the lamest Guinness Book yet, I think. An Ontario woman, no offense, who are very intelligent cousins north of the border. An Ontario woman. What?
You're almost
what,
said
Ontario
cousins, didn't you? Didn't
no,
you, Carson?
I didn't.
Okay, Carson.
Nope. Man, not me. Oh, that video is funny as shit because they keep changing his name each time. He's Carson Scrooge McDuck, you know, Carlson, whatever. What's his name? Tucker Scrooge McDuck Carlson. All right. An Ontario woman completes a 40,320-piece puzzle in only 150 hours. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
And she's it's the world's largest commercially available jigsaw puzzle. 40,000-piece puzzle. Gee, many Christmas. I remember my mom doing those 1,000-piece ones. It took forever.
Yeah. I could never do that.
She blasted this out. 150 hours. She's submitting it to the Guinness Book.
I usually throw them against the wall.
Okay, it's called the Ravensburger Memorial Moments Puzzle, a 10-panel collection of interlocking puzzles depicting characters from Disney animated movies.
Oh, Jesus.
The previous
Christ.
Record was 423 hours. Wow. She broke that shit in half, man.
That's fucking
more, and
nice.
Then some. 150 hours, so... Congratulations, and hey, you might think about getting a life. Yeah.
Sure, man. Fuck that.
Yo, me a beer.
Do
all
something.
Right.
Good God.
Oh, my God. Here we go, Guinness Book. Idaho woman dresses husband in 35 T-shirts for Guinness record.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And yes, it's David Rush again. An Idaho couple teamed up to tackle an unusual Guinness record when the wife helped the husband don 35 T-shirts in 1 minute.
Aren't they stretching this shit?
It's pretty...
previously attempted it, but despite managing to put on 32 shirts, their attempt was disqualified due to a requirement that each shirt be pulled to the waist all around the body. Well, of course. Why would you even attempt? I mean, come on. Why would you even try it any other way?
Trying to cut corners. Can't do that.
Russ said having a helper turned out to be crucial for the last few shirts, as wearing so many articles of clothing restricted the movements of his arm. And I can attest to that personally. I believe I've shared this anecdote before. When I was like 3 years old, my mom relented and let me watch the Three Stooges, and I thought when Curly had like 37 shirts on, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I kind of emptied my shirt drawer, tried to put on as many shirts, and then I got to like the 20th shirt or something. And I was like, Mom! Help! And clear as a bell, remember her peeling those shirts off of me going, oh, my, she just, you're silly. That's stupid. It's the silliest stuff. I don't know.
Oh, that's great. I can see that happening, too. You have no movement. You're putting it on.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I was going to bring the house down and start ripping these shirts off, you know, one after another. I'm a gold, baby.
Mom. All
right. What else we got here? Oh, this is weird. This is some weird, wild shit. Science.
Yes.
What's some science music? Here we go. This is just like this is like dumb, not dumb science, but like, I really don't know the point. And like, if I could find a way to get paid to do this kind of science,
yeah,
I'd take that gig in a heartbeat. Okay. I don't know.
Sounds intriguing.
I don't know who's funding these projects. But send some my way, okay? That said, the scientists played music to cheese as it aged. Researchers played nonstop loops of Led Zeppelin, A Tribe Called Quest, and Mozart, to cheese wheels. See how sound waves impacted the flavor.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. There we go.
So, 22-pound wheels of mental cheese.
God.
I don't know what that is.
Right.
In the cheese cellar. And then for the next 6 months, each cheese was exposed to an endless 24-hour loop of one song using a mini transducer, which directed the sound waves directly into the cheese wheel. Wow. Oh, we've been joined by Daddy G.
I'd like to see him play Jimmy Spin the Bottle on a loop.
I wonder what that cheese would. Yeah, that would be that'd be Limburger or something. So the classical cheese mellowed to the sounds of Mozart's magic flute. The rock. It was Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Oh my God! I'm surprised that cheese didn't commit suicide. Hip hop cheese, A Tribe Called Quest. They said that was kind of, you know, spicy, a little tangy.
You picture these people in lab coats and clipboards playing music to fucking cheese.
Well, maybe the Led Zeppelin cheese lost it, because they said it kind of had a mellowed flavor, and I would think, you know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, suicidal type flavor. Anyway,
but even
we forgot
the cheese,
to plug Daddy
G. They were ripping them off. They were ripping off the old blues players.
We forgot to plug Daddy G Friday. He's got a show on Saturday at 9 Eastern time.
Yep.
And it's not 2 hours long.
Nope. In the grotto.
In the grotto. All right. Let's see if we got anything to finish with. We've already, you know, the cheese.
Oh, the cheese.
that one brought the house down.
Playing music, the cheese. It's like when I never talked to the plants before. Remember that big thing?
Yeah. I really
need to
fix my plant.
At least that's a living
thing. Yeah. My plant in the living room really needs some.
The one you had since 1982?
Yeah. It's good. It's. I might move it into the back bedroom because it's browning up on some of the leaves, and I think it's the kerosene heater is causing it to.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah, so I might have to move it. And then I'll sing to it. I think I'll leave a hide. This one's for pretty much only Ford Prefect and me.
Okay.
I totally bailed on baseball last year. I just wasn't feeling it. I'm looking forward to it now, right? And my Pirates, it looks like Anthony Alford is going to be our starting center fielder. We picked him up on waivers from the Toronto Blue Jays. So he's a player that Ford is familiar with.
Okay.
And he's going to get his shot this spring in the park. So congratulations. Oh, and Eddie G gave you a happy birthday.
Thank you, G man.
He's a happy, joy.
Made it another year.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, never getting a buzz.
You guys haven't killed me yet.
And that's a good thing, man.
Yeah.
So, does anyone have a photo of the pig? I have no idea what that is, but on that note.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Yeah.
Some hours says, suck it.
There she is. Oh, you got to play a boner host for me, too, you know. I give the birthday boy what he wants.
Boner host. Where's my boner host, dude?
I haven't had my boner host out since it snowed, man. Oh, it stinks so bad back there. Honest to God. Just.
All that head urine?
Thick old.
Head pee?
Thick old dog pee, man.
That's our Ted.
Well, Ford, the Pirates are looking good. They got the old, they got the Red Sox guy running the team now, and they've got nothing but prospects in their minor league system, so. Onward and upward.
Boner hose.
There she is.
There you go.
There you go.
Really?
I'm good for another year.
Alrighty. Oh, we got a heck of a good yodel coming up.
Oh, good, good, good. Looking forward to that.
Sorry about that, GT. Not right this second. It's nothing to do with you. I couldn't find like a cigar yodel, Gumby yodel. I think this was a Gumby yodel search, and this came up. I went,
okay.
Good
that
as
makes
any.
It close enough.
It's a whale of a yodel, so.
Uh-huh.
You get a Swiss yodel, so there you go. Mm-hmm.
Google thinks it's close enough, so what the hell.
Ford says the Indians should be the Cleveland boner hoses. Boner hosers. I like boner hosers.
Boner hosers.
Boner hoses. Boner hosers. Yeah, that's weird, man. I wonder what they're going to call themselves. I say they go back to the Nats.
Yeah, tell them that. Drop them an email. Back for the Nats.
Oh, they know. They know. I've given them an earful. My God. Over the years. I'll never forget getting really fucking shit-faced. Well, my buddy got really shit-faced at the game. I was like, you know, it was okay. A little buzzed, you know, but I'm all right.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize he was. And, we're leaving the stadium. He walks right out in front of traffic. There's this cop standing right there, you know, telling everybody to stop on the sidewalk. Stop. You know, let traffic through. And he walks right across. Oh, jeez. The cop says, yeah, I remember my first beer.
Oh, jeez.
And then it was game on, man. That was a crazy night. Luckily, I was in charge. No harm was done. Woo! Younger
miss
man.
Miss those days.
Yeah. You know what, though? I went out and I purposely had that fun in my 40s, you know, because I knew I still had a hunger to, you know, horse around and have some yucks, man, before I was done. Look back
exactly.
And look. Yeah, those were the days when I had yucks and stuff. It was such a beautiful time.
Those days are coming there, Commodore.
Well, I don't miss not going to Cleveland, man.
Yeah.
Cold, snowy.
I always had fun when I was
on the
lake.
I've always had a ball, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cleveland Flats. I always loved going there.
Yeah, well, we quit going there, like, the last few years. I would visit because we said, you know, Riff Raff had kind of taken over there.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
So, but yeah, we had big yucks down on the flats.
Every time I watch that Michael J. Fox movie, man, I think of that. Where it all takes place. He's in a rock band and all the bars, the flats.
I've been to the House of Blues, Ford, and I saw Voodoo Daddy, the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Oh, yeah, that's
weird. That was another one. That was where my other buddy got shit-faced and I was in charge. That was another thing. We came out of the...
When is it your turn?
Out of the concert. What's that?
When is it your turn to get shit-faced and someone else in charge?
That only happens when my wife leaves me, and that's only twice every millennial.
Okay.
That's the only one they caught me on, man. My first wife left. I got totally fucking... It was roadkill.
Well,
but we come out of the concert, and he's like, "That was the greatest fucking concert ever." We were like right up front, man. We were like right at the stage, you know, foot of stage, blasting that shit. He comes out of here, and between the booze and the music, he was just like, "Aah." He goes, "Hey, man, that was the greatest shit ever. Oh, man. Oh." And he comes up to some bum on the street who's, you know, panhandling. He's like, "Yeah, man, that was the greatest thing ever." He's shaking his hand. He goes, "Hey, good dog, get your hand, man." He gives him some money. I'm like, "Oh, boy, I got to get you home, pal." That was another good one, man. Oh, that was fun. We got kicked out of the bar we went to. That was fun. We're on the damn sidewalk. And they served me the worst beer I've ever had in my life. I swear to God, I'm not picky about my beer, you know? And this thing was undrinkable. It was full of CO2, you know, just blah. Must have been the dregs of the thing or something. I took a sip and I went, "Man, it's the worst beer I've ever had." And... he grabs it, takes a sip, and he pours it on the ground. Oh. That's when the waitress came out with the check. Oh, boy. Good times in Cleveland, man. All righty. Well, GT, cover your ears for, like, 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Well, I'll go get my tablet, so play it.
There you go. Cool. All right, we got a reprise, man.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodeling! Hey, it's yodeling.
Thank you. lot, that's not the hunt, from back and calling it.
Indeed we have, sir.
There you have it. Boom, 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 boom. You know, Ford, he was saying that the Pirates snatched that particular player talking about. Well, that's how they got their name in the first place. They were called the Alleghenies, and then they kind of took some players they didn't really, you know, stole some players from another team, and then they're a bunch of Pirates.
Oh, okay.
Name stuck. That's how they came by it honest. Well, they came by the name dishonestly. Yeah, there you go.
All right. I did not know that. See that? Pirates are stealing.
That's one of the oldest teams, man. They're like from the 1880s and shit. They'd have a finer tradition than they do, but what are you going to do? Man, it could be worse. Could be the Phillies. Hey, even!
Hey.
Now, you guys have had some good success in the last millennium.
Who knows?
I'm going to get into it. I got a rebuilding. Got a rebuilding team.
We were big in the 50s.
The Whiz Kids, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Whiz Kids. Robert Roberts.
All righty, where's our... Okay. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming.
Thank you, Possum.
Greatest show ever.
Ain't it, though?
Thanks for having a birthday, Gumby.
There you go. I do my best. I'll try to swing another one next year.
Ding, 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 ding. Francie, I'll bet you played right field. That's going to be my guess. Boom, 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 boom. So, yeah. I got to do my taxes this week. I do. It's a must.
I had my sister do mine. I hope I don't have to wait a year to get my refund, like I did last fucking time.
Yeah. I don't know. If I get a refund, I'll do a dance. I will do a dance.
You don't think you will? You'll get a refund.
It's possible, but I don't think they're gonna give me any. I don't really deserve any back, man. Did the census for 3 months. What the fuck, man?
Coors Light.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. It was, labor of,
Hey, it was Gumby and Popeye, for Craig's sake.
Gumby and Popeye. And It's Guy. Don't forget the It's Guy. Nobody got that was the It's Guy at the beginning.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I heard the grunts and everything, I go, oh, it's Guy coming.
I had to get the It's Guy in there for you, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And have Flo and Eddie.
My brain hurt.
For an ash after the show.
All righty. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, me.
Goodnight. Goodnight, GT.
Yep.
Happy
Bye.
Birthday, everybody. Energize.
Yeah. It's sprinkles.
Shows where we got a topic there. We got a purpose there, you know.
Easier to throw things together.
Easier to throw. That's what I wanted to say. Easier to throw.
That's the truth.
I don't know what the fuck was up, though. Man, gremlins upon gremlins. I had like 5-6 files. I uploaded. I got to go through this thing, see if they're like haunting. Haunting and cleaning. That was blowing my mind, man. I thought I had it all covered, and then, lo and behold, another one's missing. What the hell's going on here?
I had to reboot right before the show. That's why I was late.
Oh, it's a pain in the ass.
And I had to share your promo thing, because I couldn't copy and paste.
Oh.
When I clicked the down menu, where you click copy so you can paste,
yeah.
The down menu had nothing written on it. I just get this white little.
You ever
words
try the keyboard?
Aren't showing up. Words just aren't showing up on my screen.
You ever try using the Control C?
No, I never tried that. Always went with the
other
one.
Yeah, you highlight it. Highlight something. Control C.
Yeah.
That puts it in your copy buffer. And then you put your cursor where you want to plant it, and you hit Control V.
Okay.
C and
okay,
V.
Okay, so
it's easy.
Control, C Control C?
Control C is copy. Control V is paste.
Okay.
Right
oh,
next
I gotta
to each other.
That. I got. Yeah. I want to try it now just to see if I can do it. Yeah, okay. Cool.
I got this job. I got this job, and the gal goes, "Well, you know about that, don't you? Of course, you know that."
What's that?
You know, Control C and Control V, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, oh, of course, I. about that." And man, that changed my fucking life. Those commands there, I use them every fucking day. Shortcut, mammy. Oh yeah.
Never knew that.
That's my birthday gift to you.
All right. Beauty.
All right, man. Well, should we do it again Friday?
Yes. Yes, we shall.
Sounds good. Excellent. And scene.
Espresso.